losing a lot of people, though.
Just wondering about some of the raps they're going to haven't done in a long time. Dublin. Stuff at Applebaum. I have Barkatz. I have Zoom. Joseph Brown. I have Brown. Joshua Daniels. Zaki Dayan. Eitan Drazen. Yuda Feeman. Benjamin Friedman, Ari Gensha, Ari Gateno, Ari Rath, Yonan Kamavici, Alfredo Harari, Alberto Hito, Jordan Hirschfeld, go ahead. That's his stuff. Okay, Elir Holzer. Mendel Jacobson, Jonathan Kaddish, Benjamin Katz, Melvin Katz, Daniel Kurtz, Jakob Melman, Idan Pinshaw, okay, Leonard Rubin, Yoni Sakhnovitz, Alexander Schlesinger, David Schmidt, Moshe Weinrib, Ali Werner. Okay. Yudalei Buchner. Who's Yudalei? Ben Berkland. And Benjamin Benji. What's that right here? Josh Fagan. Is Josh around? I think it's just asking before. Shlomo Fink. And Mordechai Flaminger. Mordechai around? Was he here this morning?
Yeah.
Okay. So before I talk about the Rambam, I just want to. I was thinking last night. After we talked about yesterday, the sheet of the Tosfos Rid and the Rashi and the Hashlama and the Raiva and the Iri, the whole school of Rishonim hold that by Adi Adui, the Tanagel throws the. Goes the Glil, so only the Balatarigal is chayav. The Balatarigal is potter completely. So the Ravid, the Bashlam, and the Miri, they say because it's Koichi. It's Koichi of the Tarigal, and they learn that what they seem to they get that Lushan from the Gemara Davov. They have the Gears from the Gemara Davov that the Ibahari, the Kazli, Kamaski, Koichi, which they understand the mean. It's the Koichi of the Behemah, Mele, the Bala Evan is potter. Tosfos Rid has a different Lushan. That came in the Shani of it, Meisiv, but Lahagra Masri Shal Rishon. And the question is, are those two Lashonis equivalent? Are they saying the same thing, or is there some difference between them? If there's a difference, it's going to be a subtle difference, because Lameisiv, they're saying the same halacha. The Balatarigal is Chayav, the Balatarigal is Potter. But in the Hasbara, is there a difference in the Hasbara? My Hargosha was that it's not exactly the same Hargosha, but a little hard to nail down. I think the difference is this. That if you use the lashon of the Ravid, the Hashlama, the Meiri, based on their reading of the Gemara Davov, that it's koichei the Tarnagel, the lashon of the Ravid is koichei the Tarnagel. So the focus is on the mice of the Tarnagel itself. This mice of Hesik was done by the Tarnagel. I don't look at it as being done by the Dlil. since it's the Tarnagel that provides the koich, the Dlil doesn't provide any of the koich, so I look at it as the Tarnagel did the mice. The Dlil was along for the ride, but the mice was done by the Tarnagel. On the other hand, in the language of the Tosfos Rid, it talks about Yeslan that the Kevin the Sheni Ovid Maisa Bot Lag Ramosi Shel Rishon. Who's the Rishon and the Sheni? The Tarnagel and the Dlil? Does he mean Kevin the Tarnagel Ovid Maisa Bot Lag Ramosi Shel Dlil? Hard to believe that he would call the Tarnagel and the Dlil a Rishon and a Sheni. But a Rishon and a Sheni means talking about people. And as I said, as many times. It seems to me that this Tosfos read is the Lashon, even though it's not identical, but it's very similar to his Lashon by Cheresh and Pikeach. We talked about Kamen the Sheni Ovid Meiser, Butler, what's Lashon? That Yesna Lelech Achar Meiser Shel Sheni, Voy Achar Shiosi Shurishan. There he's talking about the Cheresh and the people of Pagu, the Balechiyah. And the Cheresh and Pikeach also has nothing to do with the Eish has its own Koyach. It's not the Raiv. It's nothing to do with the Raiv and the Hashlomo. So I think in the Tosfos Reed, the focus here is who's responsible. Which person is responsible here primarily for the Maisa Hezek? To which person do we attribute the Hezek? So, I mean, they both had a role, but to which person do we primarily attribute the Hezek? Says the Tosfos Reed. In the case of the Cheresh and the Pikeach, let's start with that one. In the case of the Cheresh and the Pikeach, I attribute the Hezek more to the Cheresh than to the Pikeach. Because the Cheresh did a Maisa, Chitzo. The Pikeach was Pesheya and the Shmira of his Isha Mishim Ramayna. We have to also give it a why part of the Pikeach, it's not called Chitzo also because it's not Karav Levada. Anyway, that we don't have to get the tema there right now. But Kaponim, the Cheresh actually sent the fire. So by him it's Isha Mishim Chitzo, it's his Maisa, according to the Yashua. The Pikeach, he was by him as the Isha Mishim Ramayna. He was Pesheya and his Shmira. So to whom do we attribute the Hezek more? To the Cheresh or to the Pekeach? This is Yeshtan Olelech Achar Maisev Shul Sheni Olelech Achar Pshiyosi Shul Rishon. They were both there. They both did something wrong. But we attribute the Hezek more, we attribute the responsibility for the Hezek more to the person who did the Maisev than to the person who was just Pesheya. Over here, no person did a Maisev. Even the Baal HaTarnagel didn't do a Maisev. He just didn't watch his Tarnagel. Tarnagel did a Maisev. Nonetheless, the Lashon of the Tosfos Reed is that Kevan the Sheni Ovid Maisa Bot Lag or Masi Shel Rishon. So it's a little bit difficult Lashon. What do you mean the Sheni did a Maisa? We're talking about the Bailam over here. Rishon and Sheni L'Choy means the Bailam, not the Tarnagel. The Bailam of the Bala of the Tarnagel did not do a Maisa. Nobody did a Maisa. No people did a Maisa. The Tarnagel did a Maisa. You have to say means that since that nonetheless there's a difference in their responsibility. The owner of the Tarnagel allowed his Tarnagel to do a Maisa. The owner of the Dlil didn't allow his Dlil to do a Maisa. He allowed his Dlil to be picked up and used as an accessory to a Maisa. So therefore, I look at the Balad Dlil as less responsible for the Hezek than the Balad Tarnagel. The Balad Tarnagel allowed his Tarnagel to run amok and to do a Maisa Hezek. The Balad Dlil allowed his Dlil to be unattended, unchaperoned, and somebody, some Tarnagel picked it up and went and used it for a Maisa Hezek. So who's more responsible for this Hezek? The Balad Tarnagel and not the Balad Lil. So that he says, Kevin the Sheni Ovid Maisa. Since the Tarnagel did a Maisa, since the you have to add a few words like a little bit Chsir Mechsir. Since the owner of the Tarnagel allowed his Tarnagel to do a Maisa, Botla Hagra Masi Shel Rishon, so even though the Balad Lil was also Garim the Hezek, because he didn't watch his Dlil, and because he didn't watch his Dlil, you know, if he would have watched his Dlil, the Tarnagel would never have picked up the Dlil, and the Tarnagel would never have been able to do the Hezek. But that's called Botlag HaMosi Shel Rishon. What the Tarnagel did, what the owner of the Tarnagel allowed his Tarnagel to do, is much more prominent. what I called yesterday the Sibat Koiva. What the Balad Tarnagel allowed his Tarnagel to do, which is much more causative of the Hezek than what the Balad Lil allowed his Lil to do, and therefore I hold the Balad Tarnagel more responsible than the Balad Lil. That's a different kind of svar than what the Tosfos Reed, than what the Ravid and the Hashlama say. I don't say enough Gemines, but just in the Hasbaras HaDavar, and also Lefi the Hashlama and the Ravid and so on, it has nothing to do with Cheresh and Pikeach. By Cheresh and Pikeach, it's fire. Fire has its own Koyach. That's clear that if you set a fire, maybe when you're Mesechseches, it's different, but you set a fire and the fire goes and burns. Like the Gemara says by Kelev and Gachelis, not only Mechayev the Baal HaKelev, but Mechayev the Baal HaGachelis too. Because it's you don't have the svar of the Ravid and the Hashlama that it's Koyach the Tarnagel. It's not Koyach the Kelev, it's a fire. The fire has its own Koyach, like the Hashlama says Beferish. It's Mitzuyah Me'atzma, the Hezek of the Eish. So there you don't have the svar of the Ravid and the Hashlama, that it's Koyach the Kelev. That would be that svar doesn't apply. And the svar of the Tosfos Reed over there, Well, as we know, but it also doesn't apply because they both have the same. For the same reason, again, neither sort of applies over there. Since the Eish also does a Maisa, so the Bala Eish allowed his Eish to do a Maisa, and the Bala Kelim allowed his Kelim to do a Maisa. So it's not called Hagar Moshe Shulishan either. Yeah, so Necha, at the end of the day, I don't have any Nafkaminas. So just Nafkamina, they once said Shem Chaim, what's the Nafkamina? Some Chakir, he said, Nafkamina from Pshat and the Gemara. The Nafkamina is what's Pshat and the Gemara. So the Nafkamina is what's Pshat and the Gemara. Right now, I don't know that there may be Nafkaminas. Maybe we thought about it, we could dream up Nafkaminas. But for the time being, it's enough that I think it's not a big difference, but I think it's nonetheless a difference. Yeah.
What does the extra responsibility of the Baal Kanagos mean that the Baal Zil will be Patur?
So that is what I said before yesterday, that we attribute the fault to the person whose fault it is more. Then you have a good horror, because we have a lot of times we attribute the fault to both parties, like Shor Shadocha Fizchaveir L'Tech HaBor, and we say the Baal HaShor and the Baal HaBor are both Chayim. So you have to say that that's different. Over there, even though the Shor pushed the other animal in, but the kayach wasn't only from the shor. The chavat and the havlo was from the bor. The behemoth fell under its own weight and had a chavat from the machlekes Rav and Shmuel. The chavotei from the bor shekiv etayra, the chavotei lahavlo. Whatever it is, those things were not. It's not the kayach of the shor shadocha. The shor shadocha, it's like the roof. They push the thing off the roof. Then the thing falls under its own weight. So there, I look at the shor as having been a shutif in the nezek, and the bor as having been a shutif in the nezek. But here, with the tarnagel did a maisa. And the dlil was just what the Pesach calls a hagroma. So then I don't look at the dlil. I don't look at the bal hadlil as being responsible for the nezek at all. His pshia, like bacherish and pikeach, same idea. He did a pshia. Where did that go? But that's totally eclipsed by the mice of the cherish. We look at that's the since that was much more of the seed of the nezek. So I look at the whole responsibility rests on him and not on the other guy. Okay, let's take a look at the Rambam. Very, very interesting Rambam over here. Okay, Beis, halacha yud. The Rambam says, "Hatanigol emodim lahalach gedarken ul shabbat." This is apparently the Rambam's pshat in Adi Yadui. We'll come back to that in a second. The Rambam is a little bit different pshat in Adi Yadui. But he pays chatzin ezek, presumably Adi chatzin ezek. At least in the other Mishnah, we also saw chatzin ezek here is serious. Oh, yeah, the Rambam, maybe it's carried. Shulam. Al Kaponim, he pays Chatzin Ezek. Ripshutim, he didn't serve us. Maybe we're taking a second just to think about that before we get into all the difficulties in the Rambam. The Rambam says the case is that the Tarnagel was dragging this chut, and he dragged along, it caught in a Kli, and then the Kli was in this galgal, and the Kli broke. Rambam says that's chatzi nezek. Rav Shukta, that's how the Rambam learned the Gemara of Adi Yaduye. It's related to Rabbi. It's probably related to Rabbi Chanan. Rashi tells us they all learn Adi Yaduye is a lesson of throwing. The Tarnagel through the dlil. That's not the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say the Tarnagel through the dlil. Ben Chanan has a different shot than Adi Yaduye. Ben Chanan says Adi Yaduye means the Tarnagel was hopping around. Adi Yaduye means was medada, was hopping around. And as it hopped around, the dlil broke something. And Ben Chanan learns it's Chatzin Ezek called Mishuna. That's a Mishuna Dika dance. I'm not sure that the Ram holds the Sas Mishunah, but the Ram certainly seems to have translated the words of Adi Aduya along the lines of Rabbeinu Chananel. I don't know if the Tanigal is happening. He doesn't actually say the Tanigal is happening. Maybe the Kli was happening. Maybe the Sashina here, you know. The Ram says that Nistavach HaKli v'nishgalgal v'nishba. The Ram learned that, I think, the Ram doesn't say anything about the Tanigal happening around. But I think it's Alderech HaMeinu Chananel, just as far as the translation of the words, that it doesn't mean throwing, it means happening. The Rambam probably learned that the happening is the Kli was happening. It tripped up the Kli, and the Kli rolls and the Kli breaks. The Rambam says that that's Chatzin Nezek. Why would that be Chatzin Nezek? Well, let me just let's clear this out of the way first, because I don't want to have to revisit it when we get into the Cheshbon of the difficulty from the Rambam. Why would that be Chatzin Nezek? So again, there's always two possibilities. We know of two kinds of Chatzin Nezek. There's Keren, and there's Tzoret. So it could be that it's Chatzin Nezek because it's Mishunah. That's how Rabbeinu Chananel says. It's Chatzin Nezek because it's Mishunah. I understand that more in Rabbeinu Chananel, if the chicken's hopping around, so I hear that that's maybe a Mishunah. The Rambam doesn't say the chicken's hopping around, so why would this exactly be Mishunah? The Rambam just says that there was a chut b'koshev b'ragleim, v'nistavach hakli. Why would that be Mishunah? So the alternative is that it's tzoris. Now, why would it be tzoris? It's like Egel Meshech is Bekarin. The Tarnagel is dragging the Chut. The Chut trips up the Kli, and the Kli rolls up. Why would that be Tzoris? So what does this remind you of? What does this case remind you of? What? Bosom Yekar. More about Bosom Yekar and Bosom Tavamana. Dorsal HaKli, and it's Galgal, and it's Shvar. Mechakos and Lurk. It's Shavim Lurk. But by a rubber, whether it's if you go Bosom Yekar, then it says Eka Degufi. If you go Bosom Tavamana, then it's Tzoris. Mostly showing the pasuk, we go bus to make cars, so it's hezeket degufa. The Rif doesn't bring rovers by explicitly, but the Rif, you remember the Rif brought by Tarnagolim, show you mechatat the mechevel dli, the nishbar adli, and it broke, and it says that you pay nezek sholem. So the Gemara brought that araya, brought that as araya that you go bus to make car. We're always doing for the araya. No, it's talking about, like who said Rabibi, that it's talking about the ozlum minay. So pastors, you only have to, the Ozlum Minei Minei is only to defend the Mandamar, the Bosa Toramona, but if you hold Bosa Meikar as Lina, the way most Rishonim Paskin, so you don't need to come out to Ozlum Minei Minei. The Rif brings the Ukimta of Ozlum Minei Minei. So that was the shot. What's the shot in that Rif? Why does he bring the Ukimta of Ozlum Minei Minei? So the Batsa Lachek is, there's two Mahathat Rishonim how to explain the Rif. The Rashba says that Chevel Dli is different. Even if you go Bosa Meikar, but by Chevel Dli, since they didn't touch the Dli, they just broke the Chevel and the Dli fell. So that would be Tzoris, even if you go Bosa Meikar. So we had a whole discussion about that Rashba and how it works with the Yerushalmi, about the Tavlois and so on. But Al Kapani, if you learn like the Rashba, then basically the Rif agrees also Bosa Meikar as Lima. Chevel Dli is a special case. But the Ramban said that Pshat is that the Rif really passes Bosa Tovamon as Lima. He learned the whole Gemara about Rav and Rabba Fakir. Was Rabbah's din of Bracha v'Shavra is really a whole, it's really a riot to Bosa Tov Ramon, as you know, the Rif brings Rabbah, but Bosheni v'Shavra is Potter. But not because you go Bosa Mikar, you go Bosa Basayf. The Rishon is also Potter. The Sheni is Potter because the Kli's not worth anything. So the Rif really passes Bosa Tov Ramon, as you know. He learns that Rabbah was a riot for Ket, the Bosa Tov Ramon, as you know. So Mele, he has to pass into Ozlum Minei Minei. The Rambam doesn't talk about the case of Dorsal HaKli B'Feish, maybe over here by Tarnio, but the Rambam does bring the Ukimta by Tarnagolim, show you Mechatat and Bechevel Dli. The Rambam also, like the Rif, brings the Ukimta of Ozul Minei Minei. If the Rambam holds, like the Ramban's defense of the Rif, then the Rambam really is passing Bosu Tov Aman Azlinon. And then I understand over here why, when the Kli was in his goggle, why would it be Tzoris? Because that's the Rambam's Pshat Takis, Bosu Tov Aman Azlinon. So if the Kli is in his goggle, it would be Chatzin Ezek of Tzoris. That's probably the Ashrus in the Rambam, that it's Chatzinesik, that the reason why it's Chatzinesik is because Bosa Tov Emana Aslin. Again, the alternative is to say it's Chatzinesik because it's Keren. So it's either Tzoris, what does it say? What does it say? The Adi Aduya. And then Chanan says it means Mishunah. The Raivan holds it means Mishunah. The Moshe Shainim holds it means Tzoris. And the Rambam, you could go either way. The Rambam can hold it's Mishunah, except it's a little hard to imagine this case, to see why this case should be Mishunah. Or because of Bosa Tov Aman Azlina. There is one problem, but if the reason why Adi Aduya is Chatzinesik is because Bosa Tov Aman Azlina, so why by the Gemara over there didn't the Gemara bring the Mishnah, which the Gemara now is etzing eye that the Chatzinesik must be because of Adi Aduya, So the Rosh of the Buddha says a riot that we go most of the Torah Mada. But the Mishnah says Chatzi Nezik. The Rosh says, why should it be Chatzi Nezik? Right? The Rosh says, Kashi, why should it be Chatzi Nezik? Manushach, you know, why should it be Chatzi Nezik, says the Gemara. So the Rosh says, the only reason why it's Chatzi Nezik is because Adi Aduya. Agama, it's Adi Aduya. No. If Adi Aduya means that it's service, and if Adi Aduya means like the Rambam, that the kli was rolling off and broke, so then it's muchach in the Mishnah that basa tava mana azlina. So the Gemara should have brought our Mishnah, the Gemara before when it was busy with basa meikar and basa tava mana, should have brought our Mishnah as a raya that basa tava mana azlina. Any of there, I don't know what to do. Akapon, this is like a self-contained issue in the Ram. The Ram is a different shot than Adi Aduya, and let's assume the reason why Adi Aduya means the kli was nisgalgal, and that's true, so it's chatzin es. Okay, then the Ram continues. The Ram says, "Amet dvarim amurim, kishe kosher adam." This is only true if it was kosher adam. Aval nikshir al ragleim ve'elo balatarnegelim poter. The chiv of the balatarnegel is only if it was kosher adam. But if it was kosher, if it was nikshir ve'elo, the tarnegel balatarnegel is poter. Let's read the whole Ram, then we'll come back to see all the problems. If somebody owned the chut, lo yohaya chut tefka, bala chut chayiv chatzi nezek, sheyo kibar miskalgo. Then the bala chut is chayiv. If he was peshet, but it's near bala chut is a chut, but tanagodim dosa lo vitsiyu v'nikshu ragleim, yishovu bo yis akelim, ak bala chut pota, sheyo onusu. That's atzne, ida atzne, the Gemara says, ida atzne onusu. There's many problems here in this Ram. Start with, we'll take first things first. The Ram starts off, the chiyuv of the tarnagel for Adi Aduye is only because it was kosher yodom. Why? First of all, why do you need kosher yodom? It's service. Service, you need kosher yodom. Somebody has to, either kosher yodom or you need by service, you need kosher yodom. What do you need kosher adam? The tarnagel hit tsaris and he's chayim mishum tsaris. Over here, the tarnagel was dragged the chut knocked over the kli. So, what does that have to do with kosher adam? Why should it need to be kosher adam? You don't have to only, you know, the like by regular tsaris, you never need tsaris. I mean, tsaris never needs kosher adam. If Adi Aduya is a chiyuv tsaris, so what is that? But why should it have to be kosher adam? That's problem number one. Problem number two. If you need kosher adam, so then, in order to be a chai of the bala tarnagel, you need kosher adam. So then, who has to do the kshira? The bala tarnagel. If without kosher adam, the bala tarnagel is potter. He's only chai because it was kosher adam. So the chayr that would only make sense if the bala tarnagel was kosher. So I could hear maybe there's a difference if the bala tarnagel was kosher, if he wasn't kosher. But if somebody else was kosher, why is that meisif in the chai of the bala tarnagel? The nikshim elov, the bala tarnagel is potter, but if somebody else was kosher to the tarnagel, then it becomes mamish. Doesn't make any sense. So the Rav assumes, the Rav doesn't like the Rambam at all, but the Rav assumes that the Rav means kosher adam means the bala tarnagel was kosher. Then what's the lashon of kosher adam? So a strange lashon. He should say kosher bala tarnagel. Why does he call him an adam? Just very misleading. Moreover, by kosher adam, why is the chayiv? Well, let's go to the next one. Let's go to the next one. Says the Rambam, v'imhoyu l'chut bailim, if the chut actually had an owner, v'loy hoyu chut hefka, v'ala chut chayiv chatzinet, shoyi kibor miskalba. So Rambam says, even if it was not kosher adam, it was nikshim elov, But if the chut had an owner, and he was pesheya, the Ran goes on, it wasn't atznei. Atznei is onus. But if he wasn't atznei, so then the baal chut is a pesheya, and he's chayiv mishum bar. That's the Gemara. Really, bar miskal gavrag. The Gemara says, but bar miskal gavrag. Yodem gavrag veema. But in the Gemara, the other Rishonim Rashi says, in the Gemara, we're not talking about adiyaduyet. And the Gemara says Bar Mezgalgal, that means that's the case, not the Mishnah. Rav Huna was a member of Bapri Nafshi, remember the Gemara? The Gemara said Rav Huna is not going in the Mishnah, the Mishnah is Adi Aduya, Rav Huna is not talking about Adi Aduya, Rav Huna is talking about Niskal, by Niskal is Taka Achiv of Bar. But the Rambam learns that the din of Bar Mezgalgal over here is going on, it's still going on Adi Aduya. Right, Rav Huna is also going on Adi Aduya. So we're still talking about a case of Adi Aduya. But if it was if the Chut had a Bailim, then the Baal Chut is Chayiv. I was born in Skagel, Beragli Odom, Beragli Behema. But how much is your chayiv? What does Ram say? Chatzin Ezek. Since when is born chayiv? Chatzin Ezek. This one, maybe there's an Eitzah for this one. I'm just thinking now. Maybe there's an Eitzah. You hold like Tosis, that Tzur is not limited to Regal, the Tzur of Regal, the Tzur of Shane, and the Tzur of Karen. So maybe there could be such a thing as Tzur of Bar. I know it's hard to imagine a case. Where would you ever have Tzur of Bar? But maybe here you have a case. You have this Chut. A kli was nisgagel. The kli rolled and broke. And the Rambam passing is that darsel a kli is called tzeres because you go bust a tavim on it. So maybe this would be a case of tzeres of bar. That's why it's chatzin ezek.
Why wouldn't
you
say ishbar
and shorbar
in the targol?
Yeah, targol is bar. Targol is bar. The balachut is chayim. Ma'ayilachut bailim. Balachut chayim.
Oh, not bar.
But the balachut is chayim mishum borim misgalgal, but he's chayim chatzin ezek. Why is chayim chatzin ezek? Because borim misgalgal. So maybe talking, maybe a bor could have tzaris. So like Shemana, we are a little bit. Maybe here we have a case where a bor could have tzaris. Yeah.
Doesn't Rabbi Mishnah
read
that way? Usually,
there's
like a reading where it's closer to one than the other. We just make it the other one.
So here we have the Rabbi Meleda, right? The Rabbi Meleda was mashed by Shane. Shane doesn't have tzaris. Good point. The Rambam by Melei, there's mash, but he holds not that way. That only Regel has served, not Shane. Presumably not Bar either. Moreover, yeah.
We can't say he's in Baal Bar is high in addition to the Baal
Bar? No, say the family.
Because once somebody ties on, so that brings.
No, then he would say they divide it up or something. Doesn't say they divide it up. Baal Achut Chayim Chatzin Ezek. The Baal Tanigal is not going to be chayiv more than Chatzin Ezek. Even if the Baal Tanigal did it alone, it's only chayiv Chatzin Ezek. Why would it be Nezek Sholem? If the chut was hefker, the Baal Tanigal would only pay Chatzin Ezek, presumably because it's tzaris. So it's still tzaris. So now, if there happens to be a Baal Avor also, maybe Shleishis Rivei, but without Kaponim, it's not. It's not going to be Chinesic Shalom. Why will you?
I'll ask the Baal Abur, but anyways, it happened to be covered.
Anyway, it's not Baal Chut Chayv Chatzin Ezek means that he's done one. We don't even have to go down that hole. Then there's another problem that Rav Moshe points out. A lot of these questions he points out. I mean, everybody points out this. So the Ravid points out a lot of the problems. But the Rav Moshe points out a problem that the Ravid, I don't think, mentions, that if it's Asbar, then how you Chayv on Kalim? Bar is not chayiv on kelim. I was talking about a kli. Then it's in the Tzkatim and Gemara. Rav Huna says that Niska that by Niskal that he's chayiv as bar misgagel. And the Gemara having is going on the Mishnah, but the Mishnah is talking about a kli. The Pshutay. So Rashi was careful about it. What's the minute you made place to print that? Rashi, well, Kosher Adam Chayev says Rashi, he's going to find his original member. So he says, Viminiskel by Adam Chayev Viniskel. Rashi, talk careful. Talking about Adam. I didn't want to have him. He's going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, what's the Lashon of the Mishnah? The Lashon of the Mishnah is, Hoyadul Kosher Bragnov, Oishoye Mahadis, and Meshaber Sakalim. It sounds like it's still Makalim. The worst having him was, Rafun is going on the Mishnah. And Rafun said, it's, he was, and I'm talking about Niskal. This school is bar, how can you be chayav and kalim? So we'll have to be nitchak then, in the happening of the Gemara is let's tell them. Dli kosher baraglov, and it broke a shor. Oy shoyim ahadus u'mishaber sa kalim. But the case of Niskal is not going to be chayav and bar. But I can put him in the Rambam is clearly talking about kalim. Rambam is the fair, he's talking about kli. That's the case, and it's gadol v'nish, but they think that v'nistabach kli ba'is yachot. And the Rama says that by but if the chut had a balim, so the bala chut is chayiv, and he was poshea. The bala chut is chayiv as barim is gadol. If it's barim is gadol, then he shouldn't be chayiv on kalim. So the Imri Moshe has a mahalach in the Rambam. The Imri Moshe didn't see the Rebbeinu Chananel apparently, so he thought the Rambam learned Ad Yeduya like the other Rishonim. Ad Yeduya means he threw it, and the Rambam's not even bringing the case of Ad Yeduya. The Rambam's making up a new case, and much overly complicated. We have the Rebbeinu Chananel, so we know where the Rambam's coming from. The Rambam learned Ad Yeduya means that the Kli was happening around. But the basic yisoy of Pshat in the Rambam, the Imri Moshe says, is a very, very fascinating thing. I'm not going to say it exactly the Rambam says it because, again, he has this all these needless complications. Say it more simple. But the Svara, the Etzim Svara, and the Etzim Havon in the Rambam is the Rambam. Let's start with the question: the Rambam's mavur that if the Chud had no Bailam at all, then everybody's potter. If it wasn't Kosher Adam, and there was no Bailam. Just the Tarnagol picked up a chut, and then the Kli was in the Stabach, and the Kli rolled over. So then the Rambam is perished, and then the Tarnagol, the Bala Tarnagol is potter completely. As he potter completely, it's serious. The Tarnagol threw the chut, knocked over a Kli, the Kli was in the Stabach. So why is he potter? It should be serious. You don't have to, why is it different than regular serious? It's regular serious, and nope, it wasn't Kosher Yodom, and the serious don't have any Bailim, and it's serious. So just look at this chut as a piece of, as a stone or something. The Tarnagol dragged the chut. Why is dragging the chut any different than? It shouldn't be any garu. It shouldn't be bar anyway. It shouldn't be any worse. If the Tarnagol dragging the chut shouldn't be any less chayiv than if the Tarnagol hit a stone. So if just like if the Tarnagol hit a stone and the stone hit a kli and the kli was nisgalgal, so it would be shiris. Maybe there's an asterisk. We'll come back to that if that's true, but. But presumably, if the Tarnagol hit a stone, the stone hit a Kli, the Kli was in the Skagel, so that would be Tzeres. So over here, the Tarnagol's dragging a Chut, the Chut hit a Kli, the Kli was in the Skagel, so why isn't that Tzeres? Who cares if the Chut had an owner, didn't have an owner, a Kosher Yodah, not Kosher Yodah? So what's the answer? Well, is that really true? If the Tarnagol hit a stone, kicked a stone, I mean, not on purpose, Tarnagol was Derek Elucha, was mat as a stone, and the stone hit a Kli, and the Kli, or a Behemoth for that matter. Behemoth is walking, it's Matas, it's Tzer, and the Tzer hits a Kli, and the Kli rolls off, and the Kli breaks. Would you be Chayiv? Is that Tzeres? Would you be Chayiv? It's Kayach Kaychay. What's the Ram Sheet of a Kayach Kaychay? Ram holds Kayach Kaychay is Potter. Ram holds Kayach Kaychay is Potter. I'm not positive that it's Koyach Koyachir. First of all, it depends maybe if Basa Tav Amon or Basa Meikar. If you go Basa Meikara, then I'm not so sure that it's Koyach Koyachir. When the Tzor hits the Kli, so even though the Kli later was Nisgagel, but if you go Basa Meikara, so the Kli is Shavar immediately. Maybe that's not called Koyach Koyachir. Maybe it's still Koyach Koyachir. At the end of the day, in physics, it breaks with Koyach Koyachir, even if it's Keshavar Miyad. But how is it Keshavar Miyad? At the end of the day, through a Koyach Koyachir. Maybe that's still called Koyach Koyachir. That we were mfalpul by this, where the Koyach Koyachir is measured in the physics, or it's measured in the din sferis. Yeah, the Raya says Taka not measured in the physics. It's measured in the din sferis. Koyach Koyachir means sferis of sferis. What was the Raya to that? Different than Moran Dafir Chasam Rav, because they asked the Kashan Rabbim, how could they Koyach Koyachir is Potter? So the Gemara is by Chevel Li, why was it only Kash on the Mandom of Basimikar? And only on the Mandom of Basimikar, it should be Shere, Basitov Amon, it should be Shere, even the Mandom of Basimikar, it's still Koyach Koychoy. So we said, no, if you go Basimikar, then it's not Koyach Koychoy. That Chazmanova. But Akhapanim, you know, it's not so clear that now, if you go Basimikar, it's not so clear that it's called Koyach Koychoy. But I don't think we have to over worry about that, because the Ramam Paskins, Bibshutoy, that Basitov Amon has there. That's why Nisgadol is clear as Tzoros. Rambam says Nisgadol is clear as Tzoros. I mean, he says it's Chatzin Esek. Let's learn the Chatzin Esek of Karen, because it's Mishunah. It's hard to see why it's Mishunah. So forget, from this very Rambam, from the Rambam that Nisgadol is clear, a regular case of Nisgadol, not the, whatever. The Rambam says Nisgadol is clear as Tzoros. Why is it Tzoros? Tzoros because Bosu Tov HaMon is like the Rambam about Ozul Minei Minei. So Rambam happens to Paskin, Bepshutah, the Rambam Paskin, that Bosu Tov HaMon is in it. So then for sure, if you go Bosu Tov HaMon, so if a stone hit a kli, that's one seris, and then the kli was in his gargle and broke, that's basa tov amon azlinon, that's your second seris, that's koyach koyachir, koyach koyachir is potter. Okay, so zochinu, that it's not so poshut to say, I understand now why, if the chut is hefker, and it wasn't kosher yodom, and so on and so forth, so I understand why the baal tanagel is potter. Because even though the tanagel dragged the chut at the kli, and the kli was nizgagel, that's not called service, that's koyach koyach. So why is it different if it was kosher adam? Kosher adam is chayav. Let's assume even that it was the Bailam was kosher, like the Raivan understands. We'll see, we don't have to say that, but let's assume even that the Bailam was kosher. But this is still a bit chesed. It's koyach koyachir. So why is he chayav chatzin nezek? Says the Moshe, this is the main insight. He says, because it becomes like a shlif sholeh. The chut that was tied to the tanagel now becomes an extension of the tanagel, becomes kibufa. Just like by a shlif. The shlif sholeh, the saddle and so on of the behemoth. It becomes part of the behemoth. Or even egla meshechis bekorim, the korim becomes like the gufa behemoth. So if you tie the chut to the tanagel, so tying the chut to the tanagel means now I have a bigger tanagel. So now when the chut hits the kli, that's like the tanagel hitting the kli, and the melech chiyuv is a chiyuv of tzeres. But I finished. But the mash, why is it only true if it was kosher adam? And if it was nishim eila, why can I also say now I have a bigger tanagel? Says because even if now I have a bigger tanago, let's say it's true, maybe, you know, in the way, maybe even by Nishimelo, now I have a bigger tanago. But that extra part of the tanago, which is the chut, who created it? Nobody. Shemelo. So nobody has a responsibility for it. In order to be chayav for niskei shoyri, or any one of the obvious nizakim, You have to have two things. First of all, you have to have that there was a hezek, there was a mazik. But you also have to have some reason why the bialim are responsible for it. You have to create the mazik in order for you to be chai for the hezek. So if you have a shor that you didn't watch, so it's your shor, you didn't watch it, and so you're chai for it, for niskei shor. But if your shor picked up an appendage that you didn't ask it to pick up, so then why, even if we say that in some sense that now you have a bigger tarnagel, but that extra part of the tarnagel has nothing to do with you, why are you not chayiv in its shmira? I mean, hilchos kinyonim, it's not yours. So yeah, maybe as is, you know, maybe it's like an extra tarnagel, but that part of the tarnagel has nothing to do with you. For that you have no achrayas. What would be by a shlif? If the behemoth picked up, if the behemoth took a shlif and put it on itself, the behemoth or was walking through a saddle store and somehow picked up a shlif and went out, and now it was mazik b'shlif shalel. So he says, "So how do you be potter? What did you have to do with that shlif? You know, even though the shlif is part of the behemoth, it's hard tough, but that part of the behemoth has nothing to do with you. You have no achrayis for that part of the behemoth. You need something to make you achroy for that part of the behemoth." That you need kosher oven. Now, what would be, let's go and take a step further. What would be, by the way, this is very reminiscent, the Rebbe doesn't mention it, it's very reminiscent of discussion that we had in the past about, you know, where we talked about the Rambam, about somebody's eved stole, so the oven's not chayiv kefil to the Rambam because shelo shema yakni temu rabba. But otherwise, the oven would be chayiv kefil. Everybody asks, what do you mean the Odin will be chayiv kefil? Why would be chayiv kefil? The Odin's chiyah for his Eved is because Eved is like a shor, let's say. It's like, you know, kishor v'chamer. But a shor not chayiv for its gnevis. You don't have to pay kefil for its gnevis. Like Marashach. As Odom, as Ganav, as Odom, the Eved is the Odom. Now, is the Odom, is the Ganav, not the Bailam. Bailam's chiyah for the Eved is only because he's like his mom, kishor v'chamer. So there's no din in the Torah that you're chayiv for the gnev of Yishor. He said, at the time, there's two onyonim. What's the Shema Mazik? And then what makes me achroi for my momen mazik? So usually they go together. The Shema Mazik is regal, and I'm chayef for not watching the regal of my shor. So the mazik is the regal, and I'm responsible for it because I'm mechuyev to watch my shor from and the reglayim of my shor, what it damages as it walks, and so on and so forth. And so likewise be all the mazikim. But sometimes it can divide. And over there it divides. The Shema Mazik is Ganav. And that's a Pasha. That's a Pasha in the Torah of Ganav. There's a Mazik. One of the Chavdal of Nezikin is Ganav. But who's responsible for that Gneva? The Odin's responsible for the Gneva the way he's responsible for Niske Sharev. You know, so if you're talking about the Shema, the Mazik itself, the Shema Mazik is Ganav. Ganav is by Odin. There's no Pasha of Ganav by a Shor. He's not a shor, he's an odom. But then there's another nekudah. But who's responsible for this eved? Well, he's my mamon. He's my shor. So here you have a case where, from klapi the odom, he's like his shor v'chamari. He's his mamon. That's enough to be mechayev the odom in shmiras m'maynoi. And then what's the essence shem mazik? The shem mazik is odom aganav. And you can mix and match. The shem mazik is odom aganav, but the chiv and the odom would be like shor mazik. For not watching what his shor does, derech hiluchoy, whatever. Except that Shem Yakin Tener Rabbi Shalom Tachay. So there you see this division. So here as well, the chiv here is niska is by a shlif. Let's say the chiv is regular. A shlif becomes part of the behemah and it's chayim mishum regal. But what makes the odin chayim for it? So that's fine. Be'etzim it's regal. The shlif is be'etzim regal. It's a total regal. Gemara says. But what makes the odin chayim for the shlif? Why is the odin responsible for the shlif? The answer is because the Odin put the shlif on the behemoth. So the Odin puts the shlif on the behemoth, so he makes that bigger behemoth. He now made a bigger behemoth. If you make a bigger behemoth, then you're chayev for that too. Because you made something that's tuffle to your behemoth, it becomes kugelfoot. The shlif be'etzim can become like the behemoth. It's closer to the behemoth. Or even the egla meshech is bekorin, we had this week. The egla also can become like the korin can become like the egla. But only if you put if you attach the korin to the egla. If the egla picked up the korin on its own, the odin has no chiyah for the korin. That's the end of ishbor v'leshorba. Whatever what the shor picks up on its own, the odin has no chiyah for. But if the odin is kosher, the egla, the korin to the egla, so that extra that extra egla, that extra shor, the Odin made. So now the Odin becomes chayiv for that extra shor. That's if the Odin put the shlif on the behema. What would be if somebody else put the shlif on the behema? Okay, he's walking around, it's just rabbim, and somebody else comes and puts a shlif on it. Says the Imam Moshe, the other person would be chayiv. But what would he be chayiv for? What would be the Shema Mazik regel? Because that's the Shema Mazik, it's a regel. The shlif is part of the behema. It's Mazik Derech Hilucha. It would have dinei regel. It would be part of Rishus Rabbim, for example. It's part of the behema. The behema has Rishus to walk in Rishus Rabbim, and all of the dinim would be dinim regel. But the chayiv would not be on the Baal HaShor, because what does the Baal HaShor have to do with the shlif? He didn't put the shlif on. Maybe he doesn't know about the shlif, or even knows whatever. It's nothing to do with him. The achrayus for the shlif would be on the person who put the shlif on the behem. And what would exactly be the nature of his chiyuv, of his achrayus? The shema mazik is regel, because that's how it's mazik. It's mazik as part of the behem, and that's called niske regel. But if I want to know from what parsha does the person who put the shlif on the behem, what parsha makes him chayiv? It's not his moment. Shor is when your mom is. Shor is when you own the shor. And shor of hefker, you have no chiyuv shor. The shlif over here, well, the shlif belongs maybe belongs to the person who put the shlif on, but the shor doesn't belong to him. And what if the shlif doesn't even? And what if the shlif doesn't even belong to him? Let's say a better case. Let's say a person, somebody else, took a shlif of hefker and put it on the behem. Says the Rebbe, should also be chayiv. But with what parsha would be chayiv? It's not the parsha of shor. It's not even my shlif. First of all, it's not my shor. And even if it would be, and it has to be tofel to the shor. And even if it would be, and it's not even my shlif. So with what? So it's, again, we have the ma'isa hezek itself. It's a ma'isa hezek of shor. Because now you have a big shor with the shlif. But now you have a bigger shor, and the shlif is and the shor, the big shor is mazik derech iluchay. So out of the hezek is shor, and it have all of dinei shor. But mitzad the. But with what parsha is the kosher chayiv? What? Bar Misgalgal? The kosher is chayiv as the parsha of Bar Misgalgal. And the parsha of Bar Misgalgal is in the Chadash that if you cause a takola b'shus harabim, you're achrayi for the takola. So this shlif is a takola that I. Here it's b'shus anizik, because regular is b'shus anizik, but it's the same idea. If I create a takola, even though I don't own it, but if I create a takola, I become achrayi for the takola. Here it divides. My achrayis is from the parasha of Bar Misgalgal. But what's the etzim shem mazik? The etzim shem mazik is the mazik of shor. Al derech zeh, what if I put a shlif up on the behema? Shlif of hefker. Again, a shlif of hefker, I'm pressured on the behema. And the behema walks. And the shlif is matis tzeres. Or it comes to the same thing, it knocks a kli, and the kli is misgalgal and breaks, which the Rambam holds is also tzeres. So, okay, let's say that case. I took a shlif of hefker, I put it on the behemoth walks around, knocks a kli, the kli is misgalgal and it breaks. So, if Dov Rishon, is that kli or is it kli? What?
Yeah.
It's kli, not kli. Because the shlif now is part of the behemoth. The shlif is tied to the behema. The shlif is part of the behema. We're down the shlif is part of the behema. The shlif is kegufa. Because I made the shlif kegufa. Because when I was kosher the shlif onto the behema, I made a bigger behema. I made a bigger shor. And the shema mazik is still shor. That's what it's like if I took a koron of hefker and I connected it to an egla. So I now made a bigger. I made a bigger egla. I made a bigger behemoth. So it's a bigger behemoth. If it hit something in Mrs. Kagel, that's not koicher. That's koicher. The behemoth hit the like the gemara of the fairies. The egla is not the coin is not tzeres. Tzeres is the coin is nezik sholem. What it breaks and if it's matis tzeres, as Rashi over there said by coin, if the coin is matis tzeres, that's tzeres, not koicher. It's tzeres, and it'll be chatzi nezik. But who will be responsible for the coin? Who will be responsible for that chatzi nezek? Not the owner. The owner didn't put the coin on. Not even the bala coin necessarily. The person who was kosher. Whoever put the coin onto the behemoth, he made that bigger behemoth. He is now a chroi for the bigger behemoth, so he has the responsibility for the tzaris. And again, with what parsha is he a chroi for this koi? He doesn't even own the koi, much less the behemoth. There it is with the parsha of Bar Misgalgal. So here you have a case of Bar Misgalgal with the chiyuv chatin ezek of tzaris. Well, if instead of koroin or shlif, you substitute dlil, so that's mamish the Rama. That's what the Rama is kimin chayim. The Rama says that if the tarnagel picks up a chut, so if nobody tied the chut on, if the chut, there was no kosher and there was no bailum to the chut, and nobody has any responsibility for the chut, so then if nobody's responsible for the chut, then I can't be done on the chut as part of the tarnagel. Because even if it's part of the tarnagel, but as part of the tarnagel, nobody's responsible for it. So I can only be done mitzad the tarnagel itself. Mitzad the responsibility of the Baal tarnagel to watch his tarnagel. Well, from that point of view, from the point of view of the responsibility of the Baal tarnagel to watch his tarnagel, so if the tarnagel dragged the chut, and the chut knocked over a kli, and the kli was a misgalgal, and so on and so forth, what is that? What is that? Because if you're not being done as the dlil is the mazik, you're only being done as the tarnagel is the mazik. So copy the tarnagel is koyachoyach. So the answer in that case is potter. But if on the other hand it was kosher odom, if it was kosher odom, that's the first case. The Rama made the mumim kesher kosher odom. If it was kosher odom, then somebody connected this chut to the tarnagel. It's like putting a shlif on the behemoth. And now the chut becomes part of the tarnagel. It becomes part, and it becomes part of the behemoth, part of the tarnagel. It's part of the regal. It's part of, so now it's now in this case gufoy. The chut is like the guf of the tarnagel. And now if the chut knocks over a kli, how much has to be paid? Chatzin ezek, because now it's service. Now it's the guf of tarnagel, not the kli that was in skalgal. That's chatzin ezek service. Who's responsible though? Who has to pay for that? The Baal HaTarnagel or the person who was kosher? The kosher. The Baal HaTarnagel, from the Baal HaTarnagel's point of view, it's kosher. The person who's responsible is the person who made this bigger tarnagel, who made this extra tarnagel. The person who made the extra tarnagel was the kosher. So that's kosher odom. That's what the Rambam doesn't say kosher abaylon. Doesn't have to be the baylon. If anybody, if somebody took a chut of hefker and was kosher on the tarnagel, he made this bigger tarnagel. It's like he took a shlif of hefker and put it on the behemoth. He made this bigger tarnagel, and now he is now responsible for that part of the tarnagel. And if that part of the tarnagel with the parsha of Bar Misgalgal, his acharias, his responsibilities with the parsha of Bar Misgalgal. But what's the etzim shem azik? Regel. This is now, this chut now becomes a piece of tarnagel. This piece of tarnagel knocked over a kli derech iluchoy. That's tzoris. So the hezek is a hezek of tzoris. It's a total regal. But who's chaya for it? Not the Baal HaTarnagel. Again, from him it's for him. For the Baal HaTarnagel it's only koyachoyachoy. Who's chaya for it? The person who made this dlil into a tarnagel. The person who made the dlil into the tarnagel was the kosher. And what makes him responsible just because he was kosher? He doesn't own it. So what makes him responsible? The pasha bar misgagel ubera bragli odom bragli behem. That's if the dlil was hefker. And then the Ram goes on. And what if the dlil had a bailam? And the bottom were pishay in the shmirah. So that's also kind of bar. If you have something that you were, right now it's not a regal, it's not part of the tanagel, but you have to watch it. The parsha of bar tells me that if you have something b'shusharabim and it's a takola, you have to watch it. So you have to watch this chut from getting attached to a tanagel. And if it got attached to a tanagel, so you're responsible for the consequences. But what are the consequences? The consequences are that the chut now becomes a piece of tarnagel, and now I have a tarnagel that knocks over a kli, and that's service, and it's chatzin ezek service. Again, exactly the same as by kosher. The bala dlil is responsible. That's what the parsha of Orem is galgal. But the etzen shemazik is the shemazik of regal, it's the shemazik of service. So that's why, and that's why Yechai for Kalim. One of the emulations kashas was, why, how does Borei have Chatzin Ezek? And number two, how is Borei v'chai for Kalim? The Torah says it's not Borei, it's Tarnagel. And a Tarnagel is Regal. Regal is Chayav and Kalim, and Regal has a din of Tzoris, and so on. When the Ram says it's Kibor Misgagel, the Ram is just explaining, why does the Baal HaDlil have the responsibility for this Tarnagel? With what does this is Tarnagel? Torah says, with the Parsha of Borei Misgagel, when you put something out into Shisharabim, you're responsible for the consequences. And if the consequences are that it's picked up by a tarnagel and it becomes like the shlif on the behemoth, it becomes part of the tarnagel, then that's your responsibility. And now you're chayev for that nezik. But the shema mazik, Hakka, very reminiscent of the Rambam by Eved. The Shema Mazik is the Shema Mazik of Tzuris. And that's mamish the whole. That's the whole Rambam. I'll leave it to you to go back and have to figure out how the Rambam read the Gemara. But it's not so complicated. The main thing is that it never stops being Adi, that it never, that Rav Hunas, once the Gemara introduces Adi Aduya, Rav Hunas also Adi Aduya. The Gemara thought the Chatchil Rav Hunas was talking about the regular Niska. So Gemara doesn't understand how does Chatzinezek come up in the regular Niska. The Gemara's answer is it's Adi Aduya, and Rav Hunas also Adi Aduya. He's still not going on the mission, so now you'll work out the details, but you know, just talk it out. There's no hidden obstacles over here. It's just very straightforward. I thought Rav Hunas was talking about Niskal, and Niskal is never Chatzinezek, so it doesn't make any sense anymore. So, no, the Mishnah must be talking about Adi Aduye, but if it's Adi Aduye, but it doesn't exactly plug into Rav Hunas, but Rav Hunas is also Adi Aduye. And anyway, again, we ran out of time. So, that's just the dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's. That's an insight in the Rambam. Again, the fundamental insight is the Imre Moshe. Because the Imre Moshe thought that the Rambam had the Gemara's Adi Aduye, the Imre Moshe thought that the Rambam learns Adi Aduye Derech Rashi and Tosfos, that he shot the chut. In that case, doesn't even appear in the Rambam. He says, well, the Rambam left out the Gemara's case because that was Hoshetim, and he introduced a new case, and he has all kinds of needless wheels. We don't need any of that. This is a much more straightforward version of what's basically the Mimosha's pshat in the Rambam. Okay. I have to run, so... If you have any questions, just send me a text. A lot of people do, which is fine. My wife enjoys that. I just got a text from a Talmud.